This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 74 degrees right now. Showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning. No surprise there. Chance of showers and widespread thunderstorms in the afternoon and maybe some heavy rainfall. Could get heavy this morning. Could get heavy this afternoon. High temperatures today in the low 80s. 80% chance of rain altogether. That'll be followed by an 80% chance of rain tonight. Again, maybe some heavy rains. Overnight low 70. Tomorrow, more of the same really. 70% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, 70% chance with a low of about 68 degrees. And then Thursday, Independence Day, a little better. Mostly cloudy though with a 40% chance for showers even on the 4th of July. We'll keep you posted on that weather forecast. Hopefully the rains will hold off for the big Independence Day celebrations. For 9 weeks now, the North Carolina NAACP and other activists have gathered in Raleigh for Moral Mondays to protest what they call the regressive policies of the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 80 people were arrested yesterday, bringing the running total to almost 700 now. Many rallied for the roughly 70,000 North Carolinians who lost their long-term unemployment benefits this week due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, and has more in this compelling story.
Today is a really sad day. North Carolina officially became the cruelest state in the nation now that we've walked away from these benefits. The only state to walk away from the benefits, the only state to kick the long-term unemployed to the curb. I think what this legislature has done is indefensible.
That's Mary B. McMillan, the secretary and treasurer for the North Carolina AFL-CIO. She fought a long battle to try to convince state leaders to extend long-term unemployment benefits instead of cutting them off. When the recession hit in 2008, the state was forced to borrow from the federal government as unemployment claims increased. North Carolina was one of the many states facing a similar debt, but the only state to choose this course of action. Unemployment benefits are slated to expire across the country at the end of this year. McMillan said many of the unemployed people she works with are in disbelief.
They're trying to wrap their heads around why in the world would our legislature do this to us? Why would we turn down money that's not going to cost our state a dime? Why would we let what's going to be eventually 170,000 families suffer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Hannah Pinkney McManus, pastor at the Evergreen United Methodist Church in Chatham County, was one of those arrested.
I'm scared to death. I've never done anything like this in my life, but my faith will not let me stay silent, and it's not enough just to speak up. I have to do something.
McManus said the decision to cut off the unemployment benefits for so many North Carolinians pushed her to take a stand.
The folks that come to our food pantry on Tuesday nights, their suffering is immeasurable. It goes far beyond just them having enough to eat. And I don't know what else we can do as a church to help them when they're losing what little bit of income they have.
Her daughter, Elizabeth, attended the protest to support her mother. The undergraduate said she is worried when the time comes for her turn to enter the workforce.
I find that to be traumatizing for the future of our state and for people my age coming into the job market and knowing that there's no security blanket offered by our government.
Pastor Richard Edens of the United Church of Chapel Hill was arrested Monday evening. His wife and fellow pastor Jill Edens was arrested on the 7th Moral Monday. Jill Edens was there to support her husband. Members of the United Church of Chapel Hill have been attending the protest since the movement's beginning back in late April. Member Henry Lister has been to 7 Moral Mondays.
I think people of faith think about morals a lot, and apparently some of our legislatures are a little short on that line of thought.
Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson was there. She was arrested on Mega Moral Monday on June 3rd. For the past 2 weeks, she joined a group to meditate on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Johnson said it's a way to peacefully protest and to continue to support the effort. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
On still another controversial topic that surely has a lot of Moral Monday protesters fired up, the Senate is putting on hold for another week debating legislation that would require photo identification to vote in person in North Carolina. Rules Committee Chair Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville said previously a voter ID bill and legislation with broader election changes would be unveiled this week. Apodaca said yesterday that won't happen until next week now because Republicans are still working on the legislation. He declined to provide any details. The House approved a voter ID bill in April and sent it to the Senate, where leaders have been waiting for a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. Last week's high court ruling essentially means the state doesn't have to receive advance approval by U.S. Justice Department attorneys or a federal court for the bill to be enacted. Well, let's get to the weather and all the aftermath, all the implications. With severe rainfall on Sunday and Monday morning resulting in more than 7 inches in less than 24 hours, emergency crews, firefighters, and police have been busy responding to the flooding that has hit Orange County. In a statement by Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, he says the floodwaters displaced about 40 residents and caused damage to some public buildings and property, and that would include Town Hall. The first floor of Town Hall was flooded. It was open for business yesterday at Town Hall, but not the first floor. You could get in by going into the second level entrance, but and presumably they will be open again today and still will continue working on getting the first floor all taken care of. Smith Middle School was set up as a shelter for evacuees on Sunday night, and there were more than 30 people who spent the night there, according to Orange County Emergency Services Director James Grove.
Those numbers are going to fluctuate up and down today, depending on people going to work. Also, some people were put up in the Red Roof Inn.
With continuing rainfall expected, we still have more for a few days here. Groves explains the plan for emergency services to move in to prepare for potential flooding.
As the water levels start to rise and they look like they're going to be peaking like they did yesterday, we would be out in the neighborhoods getting people out well before waters get high enough to cross the bridge.
Cleanup for residential property is up to the residents, but for roads and other county public property, Grove says cleanup crews will be working in the area as long as conditions remain safe.
As long as it's safe and there's no water moving over a roadway that could sweep people away, we'll begin our damage assessment process.
That's why you drive around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County and see a lot of trucks, a lot of workers out there trying to repair damage. In other parts of Orange County, Meg Branson, Senior Vice President, Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber office is available for businesses who've been displaced but need to continue working.
It is open today for people who need a space to work, to meet with clients, or to coordinate cleanup efforts.
Volunteers who want to help in the cleanup are asked to contact the American Red Cross. The waters have receded from the shops at Eastgate, but store owners there are left struggling with the aftermath. Sue Kopkin, the fiber artist and coordinator at Womancraft Gifts, says the artist cooperative is not likely to open again until the end of this week.
We'll need new carpeting, and a lot of the display units are in the water.
She says she got panicked calls from store volunteers on Sunday as the rain was pouring and water was streaming into the store. Situated on top of Bowling Creek, the shopping center is notorious for flooding over the years. Many stores, including Womancraft, keep sandbags on hand, but Kopkin says they weren't enough to keep the creek out for very long.
Even the roaches, it was too fast for the roaches. They were dead in the water.
On Monday morning, landscaping crews were at Eastgate shoveling wet mulch from the parking lot as damage assessment teams set up shop. Most stores were closed there, but some remained open, and creek water seeped into Great Outdoor Provision Company and rose up from beneath the wooden floorboards. Still, the general manager at Great Outdoor Provision Company, Chad Pickens, says that wasn't enough to keep his business closed.
Our customer base is full of outdoors people, so our thought is they're kind of used to roughing it, and even though this is far from roughing it, that they would be a little bit more accustomed to the types of smells from the creek that we have here in the shop this morning.
Pickens credits his employees for making sure the store was well prepared.
We knew that historically this is a floodplain area. There have been some problems in the shopping center, so yesterday's crew raised everything off the floors and got things as prepared as we could. There were sandbags out in front of the front doors and back doors that helped minimize the damage.
Meanwhile, shop owners and employees will dry out as best they can and wait for the creek that flows under and sometimes over Eastgate to return to normal levels. WCHL listeners and followers of our Twitter and Facebook feeds have submitted a lot of photos from the storm and the cleanup efforts. If you have any photographs you'd like to share, you can tweet them to us at WCHL or post them to our Facebook page. You can also email them to news@WCHL.com. To see all the images, visit our website. There is quite a gallery there at chapelboro.com. Camelot Village condominium residents were hard hit. They're facing severe water damage after more than 7 inches of rain fell in a very short period of time. Monday morning, a Camelot Village resident of 14 years says he went to the shelter at Smith Middle School and then returned to his home with only a few saved belongings in hand.
I'm in the back. Gee, we never get flooded, but it was so bad. The water was up to the door, but they were telling everybody to get out and go. I went to the shelter. I just came back now to see if I can change some stuff. I was trying to save whatever I could save. I was throwing clothes on top of my bed. Everything was floating around. I've been in these apartments a long time, and I've never seen it like this.
Arnell Flowers also lives at Camelot Village. He says he tried to notify the people around him as the flood was rushing into his apartment in the wee hours of the morning.
Early in the morning, about 4:30, I got up, knocked on people's doors. We got many people up as I can before the water rose too high.
Now Flowers is busy just trying to save his home.
And now we're back, and I don't know what's going to happen, but we need to get this place secured enough so we're livable again.
Construction crews are helping with repairs. Joel Duvall is the property manager for Camelot Village, and he recounts the flooding.
On Sunday morning, about 5 o'clock, there was a flood that got into three buildings. Two restoration companies come down Sunday to start work on those three buildings. Sunday afternoon, the major flood hit, and we have probably 76 units that got water in them.
Duvall says he's not sure when those homes will be habitable again.
It may be as much as 60 days. We're not sure.
Marshall Wade, Camelot Village resident, had no damage to his home, but says his neighbors encountered water up to 4 feet deep.
Most of those down there got water 3 and 4 feet deep. In those apartments, they not only have to pull all the carpets out, but they will have to rip the sheetrock off the walls. They replace a lot of the electrical outlets, things like that.
Wade says he's worried if residents of Camelot Village can't survive another storm like this one.
This place may not survive this one. This may be the end of Camelot Village.
Camelot Village is across the street from University Mall on Estes Drive. Camelot Village residents continued restoring their homes after the water damage. And unfortunately, there's still more rain yet to come. For all the interviews from these residents and Joel Duvall, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. And time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner, voted best breakfast and best kid-friendly by the Indy, Chapel Hill Magazine, and chapelboro.com. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, let's check in with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. There's one slowdown to let you know about. 15501 southbound between I-40 and the East Franklin split, seeing delays this morning, a usual suspect. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks a lot for all the work you and the news team have been doing on this incredible storm.
Certainly. We'll continue to cover it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Southern Season. Visit Southern Season today for 15 to 75% off store-wide during their great summer sale, going on now through the 4th of July, when they will end the sale with their first ever red, white, blue party at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online at southernseason.com. Showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, 74 degrees right now. Showers with widespread thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. We may get some really heavy rain today. It could happen this morning, could happen this afternoon. Locally heavy rainfall. High temperatures today in the low 80s, 80% chance of rain. That will continue all the way through tonight. Maybe some heavy rain after midnight tonight. Overnight low will be 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies. Still 70% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, more of the same with a low around 67 or 68 degrees. Then on Thursday, Independence Day, we're looking at cloudy skies, slight chance of showers in the morning, and then a chance of scattered showers and thunder showers in the afternoon, but still 40% chance of rain, which sounds absolutely dry compared to what we have had. Our high temperatures on the Independence Day is the middle 80s, and on Thursday night, partly cloudy skies, still 40% chance of shower activity with a low around 68 degrees.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Dr. Carol Folt's tenure as UNC Chancellor is just more than 24 hours old. And the former Ivy League college leader is heading to Raleigh today to meet with state leaders. Chancellor Folt reportedly spent her first day in office assembling her cabinet and meeting with student and staff leaders. Today, Chancellor Folt will meet with Governor Pat McCrory and other legislative leaders, after which she will return to campus to continue meeting with faculty and staff at Carolina. UNC's new chancellor will be in attendance on Thursday for the town's July 4th celebration in Keenan Stadium. And speaking of that, it will be a festive occasion. Kenny Mann and Liquid Pleasure will be providing the musical entertainment. We'll have lots of great fun there at Keenan Stadium. Gates will open at 7 o'clock. Entertainment starting at about 7:30. Fireworks to go at about 9:30. Whenever it gets dark enough to enjoy all the great fireworks, that will happen at Keenan Stadium. It is an absolutely free event. Unofficially, they ask that you contribute $1 per person. That is simply a donation. $1 per person or $5 per family, because it costs a lot of money to put on this thing. And in these tough budget times, that would certainly help. I think it cost about $40,000 to do this. So we hope to see you on Thursday night in Keenan Stadium. I will be there as your MC, and hopefully 20 to 25,000 people will pack the stands. We'll all have a good time. It's 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. The Atlantic Coast Conference is now a 15-team league, and it might just stay that way for a while. Maybe not. Commissioner John Swofford says expansion is not a topic of discussion for the ACC now, and he would not anticipate it being in the future, but we'll see. Swofford welcomed Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Notre Dame to the ACC at a news conference yesterday at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in Manhattan. Next year, Maryland will leave the Atlantic Coast Conference, and Louisville will join it. The Cardinals will pick to replace the Terrapins ahead of Cincinnati and Connecticut. Both of those schools lobby to be next out of the Big East. Both remain in the newly renamed American Athletic Conference. Swofford called the new look ACC the strongest collection of basketball programs ever assembled in a conference. In other news, the coaches and athletic director at Carrboro High School say the school's Wells Fargo Cup wins are thanks to the community and the people that make up the school. Carrboro High School won the Wells Fargo Cup of the Carolina 12 Conference and the 2A Division. Wells Fargo Cup points are based on finishes in state championship events. The Jaguars got high points for their women's cross-country state championship, a pair of state finals berths for men's soccer and football, second-place finishes for men's and women's swimming, and a few individual championships in track and field, among others. Athletic Director April Ross says she is very proud of her school, and certainly she is proud of the students and coaches who make all those wins possible.
We have tremendous pride in CHS Jaguar Athletics, and it is not only in the school and the academic arena, but going out onto the playing field. The kids are taking that excellence and success and putting it on the athletic field.
The Wells Fargo Cup includes all sports throughout the year. The track and field team saw individual championships from Grace Morgan in the 800 and 1600-meter races, Scott Perriton in the discus and shot put, and Carrboro's 4x800 and 4x400 relay teams. Coach Mimi O'Grady says the future of the team wasn't always known.
I coach the men's and the women distance athletes on the team, and I showed up not exactly sure how we were going to perform by May. But one day at a time, we ended up having the strongest state finish we've ever had.
The Carrboro track and field team had many seniors this year that helped to bring the Wells Fargo Cup home. O'Grady says despite the graduation, she's not concerned about the team's performance in the upcoming year. She says she looks forward to seeing the new athletes perform.
On the girls' side, I did lose quite a bit of heavy hitters. Six seniors altogether, four that were big score keepers. On the men's side, though, less of a loss. I lost two senior guys, and the men's team is going to have a good cross-country season with a whole crop of very strong rising seniors.
With a strong track team, Coach Melvin Griffin comments on where to improve this year to pull in extra points for the cup competition.
I realize that we are able in the past 2 years, even though we haven't been successful, to score points in the hurdles, sprints, and the throws, which helped us out. And then obviously this year with the boys who did finish third, only had five boys in the state meet and finished third, and have an individual Scott Perriton win shot and disc.
Carrboro High is the youngest high school in the district with 7 years under its belt. For the complete Wells Fargo Cup standings, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 o'clock, KWCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Have you seen what happens to the Chapel Hill Country Club during a heavy rainstorm? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. If you've lived in Chapel Hill for any considerable time, you've heard about the floodplain and where it is. since the town was named for the chapel on the hill, it's obvious that if you don't live at the top of Franklin Street or near some other higher elevation, you may be in the way of stormwater going downstream, sometimes violently like it did with Sunday's record rainfall. While most of the low-lying areas of town flooded after more than 5 inches of rain fell within 12 hours, one of the more dramatic is at the bottom of the drainage basin, otherwise known as the 18th hole at the Chapel Hill Country Club. This pristine par-5 finishing hole on most dry days becomes something akin to a whitewater rafting park during and after torrential storms, and Sunday about 400 of its 500 yards were completely underwater. Motorists passing by or those who know to look for it stop near the bridge between the last two holes on Pinehurst Drive to gasp at what becomes the 18th wonder of the world, almost an entire golf hole completely underwater that pours from the sky and overflows from its own ponds in Bolin Creek, a scene that must be seen to be believed, which is why so many people stop to gawk. It happens 3 or 4 times a summer, but Sunday was the worst I've ever witnessed. The water was so deep that a couple of guys grabbed their kayaks and tossed them into the gusher. Two kids slid down the hill and began wading in before their parents or some otherwise adults beckoned them to come back. Trying to cross what is usually the fairway was a helpless deer being washed away with the tide. Hopefully she reached dry land on the other side and found her family. Cameras and video cams clicked away, and there are now dozens of photos and one video of the lost deer viraling around the web. Nothing on the hole was visible, not the tee boxes, any portion of the fairway, not even the railings to the bridge that carries golfers across the Mile Creek on most days. Heck, it looked like Lake Chapel Hill that was getting worse by the moment. But amazingly, as it always does, the course steadily drains toward Jordan Lake. The green grass reappears, and in a day or two, golfers are actually playing again on a soggy, but otherwise known as the 18th wonder of the world. This is our chance for you. See ya.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. Now through June 30th, FastMed is offering sports physicals for only $10. Walk in and get your school participation physical for only $10 at FastMed Urgent Care, located at the corner of East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed Urgent Care in Chapel Hill has you covered 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from WineInsiders.com. It's 54% off. $85 to spend on wine purchases at Wine Insiders for $39. Whether you like it sweet, dry or bitter, white or red, it can all be yours. Pick out a Cabernet or a Chardonnay, whatever your fancy, and let WineInsiders.com deliver it straight to your door. It's 54% off from WineInsiders.com, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather looks like this. 80% chance of rain all day, 80% chance of rain tonight. Is there any doubt we're going to get some rain? Showers and scattered thunderstorms predicted. Even for this morning, we could get some very heavy rainfall. Same for this afternoon. Unfortunately, the situation isn't going away anytime soon. Pretty much the same forecast for tomorrow. Then on Thursday, it'll get a little bit better for the 4th of July. Mostly cloudy with a high of about 85 and a 40% chance of rain. So not so bad.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update. I'm Heather Bosch. On the front lines of a deadly wildfire in central Arizona, CBS's John Blackstone.
This fire remains 0% contained. There are now about 500 firefighters battling this blaze, and it's grown to some 8,400 acres.
The fast-moving fire killed 19 firefighters, including Julianne's husband, Andrew Ashcroft.
I want people to know they are heroes, that they are loved, that they will be missed.
CBS's Steve Futterman found proof of that in Prescott, Arizona, where the crew was based.
It's very moving here at this makeshift memorial to see people from nearby towns just coming by. They are bringing flowers with them, laying flowers down, many people saying prayers. You can at times see people wiping away tears. Very emotional scenes as this town and nearby towns here in Arizona pay tribute to these 19 fallen firefighters.
CBS News Update. I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Absolutely riveting coverage of the firefighters in Prescott, Arizona. We grieve for all of them, the community there, and also especially the firefighting community. These people were elite firefighters. They were highly trained, incredibly dedicated, equivalent to Green Berets or perhaps Navy SEALs. I mean, these people were so, and they had spent years preparing themselves for their jobs, elite firefighters, 19 of them lost. And it just goes to point out how thankful we all should be for all of our local firefighters and other public servants who keep us all safe. A lot of those people, police officers and emergency workers, have been hard at work trying to get this community back to normal after all the rains and all the flooding that we've had in our community. And so while you have a chance today, if you drive by when a crew is working, you might want to just say thanks. You know, other things going on in Raleigh for 9 weeks now. The North Carolina NAACP and other activists have been gathering in Raleigh for Moral Mondays. A lot of those people from right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community to protest what they call the regressive policies of the North Carolina General Assembly. More than 80 people were arrested again yesterday, bringing the running total to almost 700. Many rallied for the roughly 70,000 North Carolinians who are out of work and have been for quite some time, who will lose their unemployment benefits this week because of a decision by North Carolina lawmakers. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has details.
Today's a really sad day. North Carolina officially became the cruelest state in the nation now that we've walked away from these benefits. The only state to walk away from the benefits, the only state to kick the long-term unemployed to the curb. I think what this legislature has done is indefensible.
That's Mary B. McMillan, the secretary and treasurer for the North Carolina AFL-CIO. She fought a long battle to try to convince state leaders to extend long-term unemployment benefits instead of cutting them off. When the recession hit in 2008, the state was forced to borrow from the federal government as unemployment claims increased. North Carolina was one of the many states facing a similar debt, but the only state to choose this course of action. Unemployment benefits are slated to expire across the country at the end of this year. McMillan said many of the unemployed people she works with are in disbelief.
They're trying to wrap their heads around why in the world would our legislature do this to us? Why would we turn down money that's not going to cost our state a dime? Why would we let what's going to be eventually 170,000 families suffer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Hannah Pinkney McManus, pastor at the Evergreen United Methodist Church in Chatham County, was one of those arrested.
I'm scared to death. I've never done anything like this in my life, but my faith will not let me stay silent, and it's not enough just to speak up. I have to do something.
McManus said the decision to cut off the unemployment benefits for so many North Carolinians pushed her to take a stand.
The folks that come to our food pantry on Tuesday nights, their suffering is immeasurable. It goes far beyond just them having enough to eat. And I don't know what else we can do as a church to help them when they're losing what little bit of income they have.
Her daughter, Elizabeth, attended the protest to support her mother. The undergraduate said she is worried when the time comes for her turn to enter the workforce.
I find that to be traumatizing for the future of our state and for people my age coming into the job market and knowing that there's no security blanket offered by our government.
Pastor Richard Edens of the United Church of Chapel Hill was arrested Monday evening. His wife and fellow pastor Jill Edens was arrested on the seventh Moral Monday. Jill Edens was there to support her husband. Members of the United Church of Chapel Hill have been attending the protests since the movement's beginning back in late April. Member Henry Lister has been to seven Moral Mondays.
I think people of faith think about morals a lot, and apparently some of our legislatures are a little short on that line of thought.
Carborough Alderman Michelle Johnson was there. She was arrested on Mega Moral Monday on June 3rd. For the past 2 weeks, she joined a group to meditate on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Johnson said it's a way to peacefully protest and to continue to support the effort. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Another thing you might be interested in today, the public gets its last chance to sound off on a deal that will allow a Duke Energy subsidiary to raise power rates by more than $200 million a year in a territory ranging from Durham west to the Tennessee border. The North Carolina Utilities Commission will hear from the public in Hillsborough today about the requested rate increase for customers of Duke Energy Carolinas. Groups representing the poor and senior citizens are protesting. The power company has a deal with the state regulatory division responsible for representing consumers that would allow a rate increase that includes a 10% return on equity, a measure of profit. Duke Energy Carolinas originally requested a $446 million annual rate increase in February, but now they say they're willing to take less than half that amount. Still, we're talking about more than a $200 million rate increase. WCHL News Time is 8:38, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Still a lot of flooding in our community, a lot of water damage from the floods that occurred, and we have a big chance of more heavy rain, which means we could get more flood damage. The flash flood watch remains in effect until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Particularly hard hit those at Eastgate, Camelot Village, and other communities around. If you're interested in seeing any of the many multitudes of photographs that have been submitted to us, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. If you look at those photographs, it's hard not to get emotional about all the damage that has been done and all the hardships that people are having to deal with. Again, our website is chapelboro.com. If you'd like to submit photos, you can do that on our Facebook page. You can send it to news@wchl.com, Twitter at WCHL, and a number of ways you can participate. And also, the Red Cross still needs more volunteers. If you'd like to help people in their recovery, you can get in touch with a local Red Cross office. 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Today is Adopt-a-Pet Day. We'll tell you about some more kittens up for adoption coming up in just a couple of minutes here.
Chapel Hill's most anticipated summer concert series continues this Thursday at University Mall. It's the third annual Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series presented by UNC Healthcare, this week featuring the Fantastic Shakers. Showtime is 6:30 p.m., so come on out to the Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series at University Mall, sponsored in part by Duke Energy and Performance Subaru. And this week, stop by Red Bull Asian Bistro to enter to win one of 10 $25 gift certificates to the Red Bull. No purchase necessary. Listen for the winner during the Fantastic Shakers.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores. Your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care. Transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Good morning. It is 8:42, 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Today is Tuesday, and that means it's time for Adopt a Pet. And we have Eliana here from Independent Animal Rescue. Good morning, Eliana. Thank you for coming.
Good morning.
I listened to that little purring in the background there.
That's a chorus of purring.
Kittens are really, man, they're loud, aren't they?
Yeah, they're happy little girls.
Yeah. Eliana has a couple of kittens in her arms, and tell us about them, would you?
Okay. Well, these are four-month-old sisters. They're both calicos, but they're very different. Caramel is a dark black, orange, and white calico with lovely white socks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Custard is a lighter color with the gray, orange, and white. And they're just extremely friendly, and as they're squirming all over the place here, they just love to play, and they would love to be adopted together, if possible.
They're just as happy as they can be. What's the story on them? How'd you get them?
They were just a woman discovered them outside in her neighborhood, and at the time they were, you know, just tiny little kittens, and they're all scared and hissing and everything. But as soon as she brought them inside, they were so happy to be taken care of. They became very friendly and started purring.
How old are they?
I think they're about 4 months now.
Yeah.
So.
Really beautiful kittens.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, you know, we have a tremendous success rate on this. When cats, dogs, puppies, kittens come and they're on Adopt-A-Pet, and they almost always get adopted. I have high hopes for these. Are you trying to adopt them together, or would you be willing to do it separately?
I would be willing to do it separately, but they do need... the age that they're at, we have a rule that they should be adopted with another young cat or kitten or go into a home that already has one because they're very active and they need someone to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need to be adopted together, but they are a good pair if someone's looking for two because they are just so close.
That would be really optimal situation there. Yeah. How do folks find out more if they want to get in touch with you about these kittens or about any of the animals you have available?
Well, we have a website, animalrescue.net, and you can go on and see all the animals on there and contact us through that site. And these two are going to be staying at the Petco at South Square for a week if anybody wants to come by and see them.
All right.
And all our lovely kitties.
You got to go by and see them because they're really beautiful, and you can hear them purring there. If I shut up for just a second, listen to this. Got your motor running.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Eliana, thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having us in.
Rand Northam was out there taking a picture of these kittens a few moments ago. We'll have them on our Facebook page and on our website. And we will have a link to the Independent Animal Rescue website, which is, once again, animalrescue.net. And hopefully you can adopt them. Somebody needs to, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, they do.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
It is 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Richard Taylor. Most of us are making plans for July 4th. Some of us will have cookouts or go to the beach. There's the traditional festival for the Eno in Durham, and of course the huge Keenan Stadium fireworks display. Of course, Ron Stutz as MC. But let's not forget about the Carver Family 4th. The morning begins with music and gathering on the town's front lawn at Weaver Street Market. As American flags fly everywhere, look for a variety of clever 4th-themed costumes as participants vie for prizes handed out by the Carver Recreation and Parks Department. Then red, white, and blue attired kids, bikes, wagons, and dogs Line up for the annual People's Parade towards Town Hall at 300 West Main Street. About 10:30 a.m., the piercing siren from the fire department's big ladder truck leads the colorful parade of people down recently refurbished West Weaver Street. The village band plays first under the big elm with up-tempo marches and patriotic tunes, followed by several other bands and singing groups. Activities for kids and families cover town commons. It's a low-key tradition in Carrboro. Carrboro even had its own fire department stage fireworks show until 1990, right there on the playfield that later became town commons. But insurance costs and logistics stopped that tradition, and now West End's help support the Big Bash at Keenan Stadium. So here's an invitation for all Carrboro residents, visitors, shoppers, and supporters to be part of the family this July 4th. We'll save you a shady spot under our historic Great American Elm where you can watch the people and hear the music in style. We can paint a flag on your face and even save you a piece of watermelon. This is Richard Taylor.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Matt Oaks. Torrential rainfall has no doubt plagued the region lately. We hit the streets to find out how all the flooding has affected residents.
Edward Fitzgerald, Chapel Hill. My whole backyard is all flooded. And so basically our garden is ruined. We have to fix it again.
My name is Kathy Harris. I've lived in Chapel Hill for 40 years, and it really rained hard this last weekend, didn't it? I live up above Eastgate in a place called Lake Forest, and fortunately we live on a hilltop, so all that water just runs down the hill. We were very looky.
I'm Derek. Chapel Hill flooded me to some extent, you know. It's a wake-up call that where we can be able to understand that there is a God, and that we need to take heed, and we need to be able to know that if this is serious business. It's nothing to play with.
Francine, Chapel Hill. Well, it affected me because it affected my dogs. And so we wind up holding them and loving them and waiting for it to pass and hope that they just don't go under the bed. And it takes them a long time to come out. They're doing good today.
How did the flooding affect you?
Linda Watkins, Chapel Hill, right in Martin Luther King Drive. Yesterday I had about an inch of water in my entire apartment, and my landlord came with a vac and cleaned it up. Took about 6 hours.
Vicki Sapp. Well, I was raised in Durham. I had just been visiting in Austria, where the Danube was flooded, and there were massive floods there. So I came to North Carolina and brought the floods from Austria with me here. My sister and mother and I got stranded out at South Point yesterday. Her phone was going off with these loud alarms about flash floods, and it drowned out her battery to her car.
I'm Malvis Roshan. I live in Chapel Hill. As we were driving home off 15501, taking a shortcut on Cleland to get into the Oaks area, we saw a lot of debris washed along the side of the road, and you could see it blocking the drainage areas along the side. So it was no wonder that water started to accumulate rapidly.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mont Moriah Road. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound, seeing a delay right now between NC86 and NC54. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly at this time. Looks like a good day out on the roadways so far. If you see anything change throughout the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
And it's raining out there.
It is raining again, yes, and just took a look at the radar. Actually, it's building from the south as this system approaches us, so we're expected to see more and more rain here over the next few hours.
All right, well, hopefully it won't be heavy.
We hope that that is the case, and we'll let you know all you need to know.
Yep. Keep it right here. Thank you, Rand.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the hard work back there. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. As we mentioned, it is raining now in northern Chapel Hill. May or may not be raining where you are, but we have an 80% chance of more rain today. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, maybe some heavy rainfall. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight's low down around 70. Still an 80% chance of rain, maybe heavy rain. Same goes for tomorrow. 70% chance of rain. High temperature in the low 80s. Big chance of heavy rainfall. And tomorrow night, same thing. Then on Thursday, it'll get a little bit better. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. High in the middle 80s. Should be okay for the fireworks on Thursday night. Everybody, batten down the hatches out there and keep it right here on WCHL and go to our website, chapelboro.com. All the information on the weather you will need.
Now at AT&T, come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Q10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible.
AT&T, the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer. Select locations in-store only. Subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with two-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plan and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit the store for offer details. Limited 4G LTE availability. Claim based on a comparison of U.S. national carriers' average 4G LTE download speed for Android and Windows smartphones and iPhone 5.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Summer is here, and FastMed Urgent Care wants you to enjoy fun in the sun and have a safe summer. Now through June 30th, FastMed is offering sports physicals for only $10. Walk in and get your school participation physical for only $10 at FastMed Urgent Care, located at the corner of East Franklin Street and Estes Drive. From swimmer's ear to sunburns, allergies to insect bites, FastMed Urgent Care in Chapel Hill has you covered 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care. Visit FastMed.com.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
8:55, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What's the word? How do you spell it? What's the definition? Call me right now if you know. 919-929-WCHL. You can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Molly Boyd is a job coach, re-employment service supervisor for the Employment Security Commission of the Orange County Job Skills Center in Chapel Hill. She loves helping people find jobs.
I work at the Employment Service Office here in Chapel Hill, and when I do, I'm the job coach. I help people look for. We put on a number of workshops each month to help them to be prepared to get back into the workforce.
Molly Boyd is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I am able to help people. More and more people are going back to work, and you know, or some are seeking training. And then the workshops we offer, you know, they thank us for, because we have a job skills workshop, interviewing, We have employers coming in, giving tips. So we do a number of things here to try to get them back into the workforce, or to help them with their skills and getting back to work.
Molly knows what these people are going through, and she just has a certain empathy. She's an ordained minister and loves to help people.
The last company I worked for, you know, it closed down, but I do a number of things at my church. I help students prepare for the integrated test, help them with homework. I'm a minister, Project Christian Education, develop curriculum, just whatever the need is.
Tell me about working with young people and why you like so much to work with them.
Oh, I enjoy them. They have so much energy, and they really help me too, because, you know, kids, children are wise. You know, they are wise, and we learn from them as well. But I like knowing that I can make a difference.
She spends a lot of time on her job and a lot of time at church. Molly is just a selfless person, according to Mike Comvis, who nominated her to go in today's spotlight. And Molly, I understand you're a widow, but you have two great sons, one who's still in high school and one recently graduated from North Carolina A&T. Molly Boyd is an exceptional giver and volunteer, one who truly makes life in our community much better. That's why she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Molly Boyd, they need you now. All these people losing their unemployment benefits need you more than ever. Hey, congratulations to Carla Schuford of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. It is lavation, L-A-V-A-T-I-O-N. It means the act of washing or cleansing. And lavation, that's where the word lavatory comes from. I didn't even think of that. Carla did. She gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's $1 million listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house and a link to the tournament schedule at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from WineInsiders.com. It's 54% off. $85 to spend on wine purchases at Wine Insiders for $39. Whether you like it sweet, dry or bitter, white or red, it can all be yours. Pick out a Cabernet or a Chardonnay, whatever your fancy, and let WineInsiders.com deliver it straight to your door. It's 54% off from WineInsiders.com, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
80% chance of more rain today. Stay dry.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship in Chapel Hill.